Hey guys, it's your host Mariah Schranz, and welcome to a new show called Stories from the Mahanay. This is a collection of stories from various campers at Camp Vermont, New England, telling about their very interesting experiences at this camp. We hope you enjoy, and let's get started. And now for our wonderful sponsors from Lashon Hara Medication.
Lashon Hara, medication for Jews' growth. Side effects may include growth of extra limbs, excessive peeing, COVID-19 vulnerability, COVID-19, the ability to leap small buildings in a single bound, and slow, sudden, painful death by flying car. Get it at your local dark, suspicious alleyway today.
First story is from Miriam. It's about how she found a cockroach in the bathroom.
First, before I tell my story, there are a few things you should know about me. Number one, I cannot hurt a fly. Literally, I will not kill houseflies or little ants because I do not like killing things. Number two, I have a pet cockroach. And number three, I enjoy freaking people out. So a little bit about my cockroach. She's a Madagascar hissing cockroach. So she's like 3 inches long, which is pretty big, and she doesn't move very fast. So not like freaky or anything. So she's my pet, and I have a bit of a soft spot for cockroaches. So basically, a few days ago, I came back to our bunk before curfew, and my friend was in the bathroom. She came out of the bathroom, and she was freaking out. She said, "Oh my God, there's an animal in the toilet paper." And I was thinking, is it like a mouse? Like, what kind of animal is it? So I, there were only three of us in the bunk, and the one that came out of the bathroom was, not going back in there, and my other friend, she was, most of my friends don't like wild animals or bugs or anything. So I went in there, and I took the biggest stick I could find, which is, I have a pride flag on my bunk, so I took the stick from the pride flag, and I poked the toilet paper, and this giant leg came out, creepy, and it looks like a spider. So I was like, there's a giant spider in the toilet paper. And by then, my friends were freaking out, going all the way to the side of the bunk, almost leaving. So I dumped out my toiletries bag, and it was a big plastic bag. So I dumped it out, and I brought it over to the bathroom, and I fully expected the spider to crawl out onto me. And the toilet paper was almost done, so I scooped up the whole thing with the bug inside of it. And I took it outside so that my friends would stop shrieking. And I looked, and it was a giant, it was not giant, but it was a pretty big cockroach. It was an inch long. And I thought it was pretty cute because I really like bugs. Not enjoy being crawled on by most of them, but I do enjoy looking at them. And it was in the bag, so it wasn't gonna escape. And my friends were they were telling me to either kill it or to release it. And I know that most animals, if they are able to find a way into a building, they will be able to get back in. So it would just reappear back in a day or less. And so I decided to wait till my counselor came back. So I was just sitting out on the porch with this bug in a bag, and until my counselor came. And she was she knew that I had a pet cockroach, and she knew that I would want to keep it as a pet, and I did, but I also knew that both my counselors and my bunkmates were not going to allow that. So I was telling her that I will release it, but I just have to show one of my friends first, because one of my friends, he really likes bugs. He really liked my cockroach, and yeah. So I waited, and my bunkmates were slowly coming in and freaking out because I was holding a bug on the porch, and it was pretty funny because, as I said, I love freaking people out. So I found it hilarious, and And a few of my friends thought it was cool, and then finally my counselor got so fed up at me. She was like, I'm gonna call somebody to get you to throw this bug away, or you can do it yourself. And I was like, I will. So I took the bag and I poked some holes in it. Not big holes so that the cockroach could get out, but like air holes so that I didn't kill it, because I don't like killing things, like I said. So, and then I put it in the trash can outside. So we have a trash can outside and a trash can inside. So I put it in the outside trash can. And then I went inside to get ready for bed. And finally my friend came, and I showed him the cockroach and he thought it was really cute. And yeah, that's basically my story.
Our next story is from Elia, and it's about how the bathroom exploded.
So basically, I'm gonna give a little bit of a backstory, because like the story won't really make that much sense. So basically, I am on my day 17 COVID, and so this happened on my day 6, like the night of my day 6. And like, so I was just back in the bunk, like it was my first night sleeping in the bunk since I got COVID. And I went, like, they told me to take it easy, and I definitely did not take it easy. So I felt really sick. So I was so excited at, like, midnight after our last Pilates Serif, because it was also the last night of first session. So I was so excited to just get into bed and get a good night's sleep so I'd feel better in the morning. And so I'd just gone in bed probably like 10 minutes, 5 minutes ago, and I was dozing off when someone started like screaming and like yelling in the bathroom. And so apparently one of the toilets in our bunk had exploded, and like, not exploded, but like overflowed. Like, and we had had problems with that toilet like for like the last week or something. So like, it wasn't like unexpected, but like it was like really crazy, and people like had to go to the bathroom, so people started like peeing behind the bunk. but all I wanted to do was get a good night's sleep, and everybody was screaming, and I was like the only person that didn't like go into the bathroom and like get all like excited and crazy about it, because all I wanted to do was sleep. But it was really funny.
Our next story is from Rosie, and it's about the Machazemer.
So this story happened a few weeks ago. We had the Magshimim and Bogrim play, which was Hercules. And this year I came late to camp and I missed like auditions for the play, so I wasn't in it. But the day of my Rosh Adah came up to me and was like, hey, so the person that was gonna play Hera is sick and can't do it, so can you do it? And I was like, yeah, why not? But I had no idea what my lines were, and this was in like maybe 4 hours, and I had to learn all of it then. And it was really stressful, but I ended up learning all of them. And so at this point in camp, there was like a lot of COVID. So we had to do it outside, and there was like there was a stage outside that they had bought or rented, I'm not sure. And at the end of the play, my holy doll sang a like song. We sang, I Will Go the Distance. And afterwards, we all started doing a chant, and we were all moshing. And it was a lot of people, maybe like 70, 80 people. And then all of a sudden, my counselor runs onto the stage, and she's like, stop jumping, and she's like yelling, and she's yelling at people to stop. And then we step back and we realize that the stage had like caved in because we were all jumping on it, and we broke the stage. And it was really funny because they needed the stage for next week when Nivonim was doing their play But they fixed the stage, and yeah, that's my story.
Our next story is from Jacob, and it's about how there was a storm at camp.
Hello. My story is about when I was about perhaps maybe 8 years old, give or take, and I was much smaller at this age. And this was my first year at this camp called Camp Ramah, where we are filming this. So I was a much smaller Kochavimer, and so this was my first year here. And there was a crazy storm one night, and well, we almost had to have dinner in a bunk. It was crazy, but we didn't. And so this storm was large enough that we canceled all of the activities during the day, and we had to stay in our bunk the whole day. And it got to a point where counselors, even the Rosh of the camp, were thinking, hey, maybe we're going to have to deliver dinner to all the bunks. But turns out, no. And what ended up happening is that everybody had to get out of their bunk into their rain stuff and get out of their bunk and go to dinner. And so, as I say again, I was much smaller at the time. And so this, I think, was classified as a flash flood, but it was, at some places, it was high up to my knees. And so as a Kochavimer and a small little 8-year-old, this scared me a lot. And it scared most of the people I knew because, as I say again, we were very small. And so with the water up to our knees, we all decided to go to the big indoor basketball court. And a lot of people went there. And we stayed there for maybe an hour, trying to hide from the rain and the storm. And eventually, the counselors there said, hey, you can't stay here anymore. You have to go to dinner. Kicking us right out and forcing us to go out into the rain, the thunder, and lightning. So we get outside, and as we are walking to the chadar, or where we have dinner, we see a huge lightning bolt right in the middle of camp. It didn't hit anything, but we see it right above the camp, very visible. And as again, we were very small, and so it scared us a lot. And so we sprinted through the rain and the water and the thunder and the lightning, and we finally get to dinner. And we had dinner. That was all pretty peaceful. We ate inside, and then we had to go back outside. And from A side were our cabins, where we had to go up maybe a little bit of a hill. And so going down this hill to dinner was easier. But going up it was harder because of all the rain. And so as we were walking back, we were going through really deep water and thunder and lightning, and we get to the hill. Going up this hill was a lot hotter. There was water gushing down and gushing, 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 and then so we had to trudge up. We helped each other and we had to trudge up. And as we were really young, we were not really strong at all. And so we had to work together, and we finally get to the top of this little hill. And as we get to the top, we finally see our counselors, and we all get back into the bunk, and we all slept very well that night, and yeah.
This story is from Mariah, and it's about how she went into the wrong bunk screaming.
So my sister is a counselor at this camp that I go to, and it's my first week here since I was 8 years old. So it's been 6 years, and the layout is a little bit different than how it used to be. So I was going to one of my friend's bunks, who's around 5 bunks down from me, and my sister's is somewhere in between us. And on my way back to my bunk from my friend's bunk, I was going to stop by and say hello to my sister, because she wasn't at breakfast that morning. I hadn't seen her. And this was like not the first time she had missed breakfast because of a Zoom meeting or some sort of important event. So I was a little bit annoyed in like a joking way, not actually mad. So I just kind of stormed into the bunk that I thought was hers. And I started like, there was a whole group of people sitting on the floor in a circle in the middle of the room. And I'm just screaming, I'm like, where's Yael? Where is she? And they all just stare at me like I'm crazy. And then I go over to her bed, and I realize that it wasn't her bed, and I was not in her bunk. And her bunk is pretty used to me just kind of going in and starting to like ask where she is, or just kind of like looking at her stuff without asking. So this bunk was not familiar with me, had no idea who I was, and I just ran into the bunk in the middle of like a meeting. I'm not sure what was going on. And it was a little bit embarrassing, but then I kind of just like awkwardly left, and then I found my sister in her bunk.
This story is from Zoe, and it's also about the Machazemer.
Okay, this story is about the Machazemer, just like Rosie's, but it's a different part of the Machazemer. It was, as you know, the Mod Vogue Machazemer about Hercules. So maybe the night before, we were learning our song for the Machazemer, like Machshimim was sitting down learning our song, except none of us are very good at Hebrew, and I don't think anybody really cared enough to try to learn it. So we had our Israeli counselor there singing in front of us, trying to get us excited and into this and learning it, but nobody really cared. It sounded like we learned it the night, because she was singing with us. The day of, she was singing with us before we did it. It sounded like we learned it. Then when we did it, like the time we were doing it, when we started the song, we had the first couple lines down. Everybody was thinking, hey, we have this, we got it. Then maybe down, like the fourth line, nobody knew the rest of the song. We were all hiding our faces behind other people, laughing, laughing through the whole song. Nobody really knew anything. Everybody was watching us laugh and hide. And then we ended the song with the last word, which we all knew for some reason. And yeah, and then we laughed that off, I guess. That's the story.
The next story is from Corinne about how her counselor almost got kicked out of her bunk.
So, one night last year, we were all, like all of my bunkmates and me, we were all like sitting around two beds. In the middle of the bunk, like on the side in the middle of the bunk. And we were like talking and it was getting pretty late, but our counselor didn't really care. Actually, she kind of joined us in the circle and we were just like talking about random things. And I suppose we were being quite loud because a couple times people came in, like our Roche came in to tell us to be more quiet because people were trying to sleep. And but there got to a point where it was probably after midnight and we were still talking and we were still being really loud, and so our Roche came in again and she was like, you guys have to go to bed now, like where's your counselor? And she was really upset, and our counselor was like in the circle but she was sitting down on the floor, so she couldn't really hear, like see her. And basically she stood up and she was like, our counselor stood up and she was like, yeah, I can get them to bed now, thanks. And the Roche got really, really upset at her. She was like, why were you in the circle and not in front of us? But then they went outside and had a meeting, but we all decided to go to bed. And then the next morning, our entire bunk had a talk with the Roche about staying up late because we did it a lot. And that time we were especially loud, but like other times we were like able to keep it quieter. And later in like in the session, half of our bunk was going full that year and half of them were not. I was part of the people who were not going full. And what happened during the intercession was that she got switched out of their bunk, and it was a very tragic day.
We thank you for listening to our podcast, Stories from the Machaneh. We hope to see you next time. Good Shoybus.